Do you think sales is a bad word? When you hear the word sales, I wonder what images come to mind. Whatever your relationship is with selling, I'm glad you're here. Let's have a conversation about how to sell like a good human. Hi, welcome to Conversations with Good Humans. I'm your host, Catherine Brown, and I'm author of the book called How Good Humans Sell. Hopefully you can hear the wonderful sounds of my walking behind me, maybe the crunch of the gravel. Listen carefully, you'll hear some cars, you'll hear some birds. I'm purposely doing my Tuesday tip today while I am out having what I call a white space walk. I was reminded by this excellent podcast I listened to recently that's called Early to Rise Radio by Craig Ballantyne. He is a many-time business owner, makes $1 zillion with all of his different products and services and mastermind. And he talked about the habits that had really made him successful and made him money. And I'll be sure to put those in the show notes so that you can also listen to that podcast because it's wonderful. The two examples that he gave that I'm sharing with you today that I particularly resonate with are, number one, get enough sleep. I wanted this Tuesday tip to come on the backside of the last time we dropped one in the podcast, which was about revenue generating activities. And what I want to be sure is that I don't sound like I'm advocating that you work and never take a break, because that doesn't work. I am advocating for being highly organized and blocking the things on your calendar that are important. Craig teaches in his podcast about actually going to bed and getting up at exactly the same time, 7 days a week. I'm pretty close to that. But the thing that I have found is there's a direct relationship between my level of energy and my selling. My enthusiasm for selling, my enthusiasm for initiating and following up with people doing those RGAs directly correlated to my level of physical energy. And I know people have different seasons in their life. You might have small children, or be a single parent, or be going through a real trial. And it might be that you can't adopt this right now. There's grace for you. And I want you to look for the earliest opportunity to start practicing getting more rest again. I really like to work, and so it took me a long time in my life to realize I had to get to be in my 40s before I realized sleep is self-love. Do not feel embarrassed if you can't function on 6 or 7 hours. I'm convinced many people think they can and they're actually not at peak level. Imagine the creativity they could unleash to serve others through selling if they had a clearer brain. So sleep is one of the two suggestions. The other is this idea of white space. Do you have any time in the week where you walk, exercise, sit, and allow your imagination to go? When I create this space, my brain connects dots. It just connects the dots, and I come up with all kinds of great ideas because I gave myself the space to do it. I think whether you're a business development rep, sales development rep, account manager, customer service representative, or business owner who sells, you can do this too. It might be in small increments, something really to strive for. Look forward to hearing from you and hearing your thoughts. If this has been helpful to you, please subscribe and share this, and don't forget to check out the show notes. Thanks. I'm so glad you joined us today. If you would like me to come and speak with your organization about how to sell like a good human, please contact me through the website howgoodhumanssell.com. Thanks, and talk with you again.